Zok de Heilige Mishnah Weiter, Masechtes Meiser Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tzvi, a deer, Shalakachi that was purchased, Bekesef Meiser, with Kesef Meiser Sheni, in Yerushalayim. I was going to eat it as supper. Can't bring a carton with it, but I could eat it. Of course, it has to be shechted. Problem was, Vemes, it died. The deer died before we had a chance to shecht it. What happens now? Zok de Tanakama, you have to bury the deer and its hide. Why? I know I can't eat the meat because it died without shechita. Why can't I take off the hide and use it? No. You cover al yidei oirai. It has to be buried with the hide. Why can't I take this hide and make a pair of shoes out of it? Why you can't do that? Because it has the kedusha of Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni can only be used for eating, drinking, or shmearing. Can't do any of those three things with the hide. Can I ask you a question? Can we go back to Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel? Turn back to Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel for a moment. Because I'm confused about something here. There it says like this. Halokeiach, if someone purchases a behemah, lezivche shlamim. A behemah could be a shlamim. Oy chaya, or he purchases a chaya like a deer. Libesar taiva, just for supper, because you can't bring it as a carbon. It says beferish yotza or lechulin. The skin goes out lechulin. The skin does not have kedushas meiser sheni on it, and you can do whatever you want with the skin, even though sometimes the hide is worth more than the meat. So what happened over here? Why do we have to bury the skin? Here's the answer. The chachamim hold you can't redeem this, because there's a din ein poidin es hakadoshim lachilon leklav. The only thing you could do with the meat of a deer that died without shechita is feed it to your animals. But you can't redeem any type of hegdish, including Maaser Sheni, just to feed it to the animals. Once the meat can't be eaten, and there's no way to redeem it, everything stays Maaser Sheni, including the hide, and you can't use hide in a way that's permissible if it's Maaser Sheni. So you have to bury it. On the other end, Reb Shimon says, Yipader. Reb Shimon says, no, you can redeem it. Reb Shimon holds you could be Poida Hegdish, even to feed it to your dogs. Poidim Kachim Lachilim Laklavim. So you can redeem the deer that died without shechita, feed it to your dogs. Redeeming it means the money goes off the deer onto the money. With the money you buy things that are mutter to eat, according to the Lachis of Maaser Sheni. And the skin, the hide, also goes out lechulin through the pidyon. It doesn't have any kedushas Maaser Sheni on it. It went off onto the money. And that's why, according to Reb Shimon, you can do whatever you want with the hide. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, if, lekacha, you purchased this deer, chai, when it was alive, ushechati, and you shechted it, and now you're allowed to eat it. But what happened was, v'nitma, the basar, became tame, let's say a sheretz touched it, so now you can't eat it, b'kedushas meiser sheni, it's tame. So over here, the din is, even though it became tame, you could redeem it. Once you redeem it, the kedusha goes off the whole deer, goes on to the money, and the male, you can do whatever you want with the hide. Sorry to keep doing this to you, but can we go back now to Mishnah Yud? There we learned if you buy things with Kesef Meiser Sheni, Lekuach B'Kesef Meiser Sheni, Mishnah Yud on this Perek, that became Tameh, the Tanakhama says you can redeem it. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to bury it. So according to the Tanakhama, very good, you could redeem it. Because the meat is kosher, you shechted it. But L'chayr, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't redeem things that you buy with the money of Maaser Sheni. So we're back to the same problem. Once you can't redeem it, the Kedusha doesn't go off the hide. So is this halacha only according to the Tanakhama, not according to Rabbi Yehuda? Zok de Batanura, it wouldn't be a problem even according to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? Again, Rabbi Yehuda said if you buy things with the money of Maaser Sheni, you can't redeem it even if it becomes Tameh. True. That's if you buy payrice. But if you buy an animal with the money of Maaser Sheni, that has the din like Maaser Sheni itself. And just like Maaser Sheni itself, the original Maaser Sheni, if it becomes Tameh, even in Yerushalayim, you could redeem it. The same is true for an animal that became Tameh after Shechita. Okay, if you tell me that, I believe you, but what's the reason? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that an animal is different than Peres? Zok de Batanura, because an animal can walk. Because it could walk? Why does that change anything? And the answer is as follows. By peiros, the Torah says it's too far, it's hard to schlep, So you could redeem it for money. But only that you could redeem for money. But if you take the money and you buy other things with it, once you get to Yerushalayim, that can't be redeemed, even if it becomes tamei. Those are payers. That doesn't apply to animals. Because by animals, we never say richak mokim, it's too far to schlep. The animal walks on its own. So therefore, the animal, says the Batanura, is considered like Maiser Sheni itself, like the original payers. So even if Lamaisa, I purchase with the money in Yerushalayim, an animal, it doesn't have a din of payers that were purchased with Maiser Sheni money. It's like the Maiser Sheni itself. Okay, either way. So again, what happened over here in our Mishnah? I purchased a deer with Maiser Sheni money when it was alive. I did get the shechted. The problem was it became tamei. Tanakhama says you could redeem it. We understand it goes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says you cover. You purchased a tzvi, a deer, with Maiser Sheni money. You shechted and it became tamei. Sorry, says Rabbi Yossi. Like payers that are purchased with Maiser Sheni money, if that can't be redeemed, a Baal Chai, an animal, can't be redeemed either. So Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda plus. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that food that was purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni don't have a pidyon if they became tamei. But he's more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda says, just payers, not animals. Rabbi Yossi says, even by animals. Once you buy it with the Kesef Maiser Sheni, there's no next stop. You can't redeem it. Either you can eat it or bury it. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Here's a third case. Lekacha, a person purchased a deer with Kesef Maiser Sheni when it was already shechted, shachut. V'nitma, then it became tamei. Sagt the Mishnah, Reu Kaperis. Here, everyone holds this like Peris that were purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni. And whatever you hold, the din is by payers that are purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni that became tamei, applies to this meat as well. If you hold like the Tanakhama, you can redeem it. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you can't redeem it. So we have three cases in our Mishnah. Case number one was a deer that was purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni. The deer died before Shechita. The Tanakhama says, can't redeem it because you can't redeem any type of hegdish, including Maiser Sheni, just to feed to animals and no human. The person himself can't eat it because it had no Shechita. And once you can't redeem the meat, there's no way that the kiddush of Maiser Sheni goes off to hide, and therefore the Tanakhama says, sorry, you bought a deer with Kesef Maiser Sheni that died before Shechita, you have to bury the deer with its hide. Reb Shimon says, redeem it. Reb Shimon holds you could redeem Hegdish even to feed to animals. Once you could redeem it, the kiddush goes off onto the money. With the money you buy Maiser Sheni food, and the hide is good to go, whatever you want to do with it. Second case in the Mishnah was, he purchased a live deer and did get the shechted, but it became tamei afterwards. Tanakhama says you could redeem it. And we said, even according to Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't redeem payers that were purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni. Even when it became tamei. But that's only payers. The deer, Rabbi Yehuda would be maida, you could redeem. If it became tamei, you could redeem it. But Rabbi Yossi is machmer. Rabbi Yossi is even more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, with payers that are purchased with Kesef Maiser Sheni that became tamei, you can't redeem it. But he's more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says just payers, not the animal. Rabbi Yossi says even the animal would have to be buried. Case number three was where he purchases the deer after it was shechted, and then it became tamei. Here, everyone holds it as din of payers. Whatever the din is with payers that you buy with Kesef Maiser Sheni, and those payers become tamei, if you hold like the Tanakhama, you could redeem it. If you call like Rabbi Yehuda, and for sure Rabbi Yossi, you can't redeem it.